Republicans have also been saying no to the president's nominees, keeping them from being approved by threatening a filibuster. As part of a deal that preserved the filibuster, Senate Republicans yesterday allowed Obama's long-stalled pick for labor secretary to be confirmed. Labor and management will be back in contention next week when the Senate considers two new nominees for the National Labor Relations Board. NPR's Scott Horsley reports those new faces aren't likely to move the board in a new direction.
For decades after the 1930s, the National Labor Relations Board served as the arbiter for squabbles between management and unions, or workers who wanted to join a union. But in more recent years, the board itself has become a battleground. Harley Shaken, who studies labor relations at UC Berkeley, says Democratic appointees to the NLRB have grown increasingly sympathetic to organized labor, while Republican appointees have grown increasingly hostile.
Management tends to prefer a far less active NLRB, where unions view it as essential for the future of the labor movement.
Shaken says that antagonism extends to confirmation battles. Senate Republicans have repeatedly blocked Obama's nominees to the board, making it hard to preserve the three-member quorum the NLRB needs to operate.
The NLRB has been limping under the Obama presidency simply because the president has been unable to get appointments onto the five-member NLRB board.
Last year, Obama used a controversial recess appointment to fill vacant seats on the board when the Senate was out of town, but not technically in recess. Several federal appeals courts have challenged that move. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the issue in its upcoming term. This week, those recess appointments became a crucial bargaining chip in Senate negotiations over filibuster rules. Republicans agreed not to filibuster a series of presidential nominees, including the Labor Secretary and the EPA Administrator, but in return, they insisted the White House come up with two new nominees for the NLRB. Eileen Schumann is an attorney who represents management in labor disputes.
The NLRB nominations, I think, were at the heart of the deal, too, over at the so-called nuclear option in the Senate.
Union President Larry Cohen of the Communications Workers of America is disappointed Obama had to withdraw his two recess nominees, but Cohen is perfectly happy with their replacements. Nancy Schiffer, who's been a lawyer for the AFL-CIO and the United Auto Workers, and Kent Hirazawa, currently chief counsel to the NLRB. Cohen thinks they'll be just as favorable to organized labor as the previous nominees were.
There's no difference in terms of their skills, their background, their commitment, their values. There's no difference.
Management attorney Schumann agrees the new NLRB board members will be equally pro-labor. And she says they won't have the handicap of a legally dubious recess appointment.
With this cloud of uncertainty removed from the authority of the board, it is going to return full speed ahead, if not even faster, on implementing enormous changes to labor management relations.
For example, Schumann says the new NLRB could make it easier for workers to organize a union, something the Obama administration has tried but failed to do legislatively.
In the face of the legislative logjam, there are other avenues, administrative avenues, that are being turned to try to achieve those same objectives, to facilitate union organizing and increase the sort of record low numbers of union membership.
Berkeley's Harley Shaken says Republican senators did come out of the week with a pair of political scalps.
The Republicans won a symbolic victory in that the president's two initial nominees were withdrawn, but the Democrats won a substantive victory in that the two new nominees will be Democratic nominees of the NLRB.
If the deal holds together and the new nominees are confirmed in the coming days, the Labor Relations Board will be fully staffed with five Senate-approved members for the first time in a decade. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.